The Mishnah on Lamed Vez Amud Vez. Hamavakeya. The Bach switches it around a little bit because from the Gemara is mashmas the other way. But let's see. Show you. Hamavakeya b'shusri amin b'hizik b'shusri yachad. You're chopping wood in your shusri amin, and some chips of wood went into your shusri yachad. Now it's not so poshut that it was chips, or maybe something more makas. Maybe it was the metal itself. Pashas is the chips. So you're chipping in the Shusar Yam, and it went into Shusar Yachid. The Shusar Yachid, the Hizik, the Shusar Yam. Or you were standing in the Shusar Yachid, and it went into the Shusar Yam. Or the Shusar Yachid, the Hizik, the Shusar Yachid. You were in the Shusar Yachid, one Shusar Yachid, and it went into a different Shusar Yachid. The Hizik, the Shusar Yachid, Acha Achai. So we have three cases in the Mishnah. That means that it flew into a different Shus. You were chopping over here, and it flew into a different Shus. He would tell you that you're Chai. Dr. Yimah, why do we need these three cases with Tzrichi? Each case has a Chiddush. The Itan HaMevakeh B'Shus HaYachid. If it would just say Mevakeh B'Shus HaYachid. The Hizik B'Shus HaYavim. Why Yechayiv over there? Mishum Neshchichi Yavim. Because Yavim and Shchichi, the place where the Nezak happened, it, many people walked by. So therefore we say, we understand why Yechayiv. Avim B'Shus HaYavim B'Shus HaYachid L'Shchichi Yavim. If you were standing, if you were Mevakeh and B'Shus HaYavim and affluent to B'Shus HaYachid. So the Mokem and Ezek wasn't Shchichi Yavim. There weren't many people. Aren't many people? Just a Yachid. Emolah, you would think you're Pata. Let's explain. Let's say Itan Mishus Yavim, Mishus Yachid. If we just say Mishus Yavim, Mishus Yachid, Mishum Demikar Shalai Bishus. You were there, Shalai Bishus. You were chopping wood over there, Shalai Bishus. Just of it. Avim Mishus Yachid, Mishus Yavim. But when you're standing Mishus Yachid, when it flies into Mishus Yavim, the Bishus of it. Emolah, you would think you're not Chayiv. Therefore. Each one has a chiddush to tell you that you are chayv. Yeah, what were you saying?
I just don't know why I'm in the shisser. Just because not a lot of people there, that doesn't make me. I'm still. I'm smooth like always.
Again, but the pshat is that there's more of it sad. It's not an oinus, but the pshat is that we in the place where you got kenizik, you would think that you're not. You do. It's the chances are so slim. That you wouldn't be chayv on it.
If I go into your shus, am I chayv? If I go into your shus, am I chayv? So what's it any different?
No, but over here, the whole thing.
The mice took place somewhere else.
And it flew into some place where it's also not shchiach. So you have two things that are not very unshchiach. So we think that, like Rabbi Mazza, I think, was trying to say, you don't learn that one from another. You're right, not dafki yipata, but it has to say a chiddush in that. We would say these two cases. This has a mila. A mila. This has a reason why Yechayiv is because Shechiram. Over here went in. Over here, Shalai Bishus. You were Mvakeh Shalai Bishus. Avam Mishus Ayachad, Shus Ayachad Acham. One Mishus Ayachad, another Shus. The Lay Shechiram. Say it wasn't Shechiram. Umikara Bishus. And you were doing it Bishus. You were Mvakeh in your Shus. Emalai, you think maybe not chayiv tzricha. That's why I need all three cases. This case also to tell you that ichay. Now this is very interesting. This is very interesting because, I mean, when you're chopping wood wherever you are, in shusram shus yachid. Now the chances of it going to shusram, the chances of going to shus yachid is the same exact. I mean, you're standing in one place and it's going. It went someplace else. You're standing one shus yachid, my shus yachid. Either it could go into shusram. Or it could go into different Shusar Yachid. Fine. One second. So when we're saying that if it went into Shusar Yachid, okay, Shchichi Yachid. If it went into Shusar Yachid, it's not Shchichi Yachid. I'm saying, you're not having in mind that you go either Shusar Yachid or Shusar Yachid. You're not having in mind anyway. So I look at out of this Shus as one.
Meaning, how could it be Mechalik?
Right, that means, the Gemara is saying that if you were standing in Shusar Yachid, you would think, Yipata, why? Because it also went into Shusar Yachid. I had no intention going to Shusar Yachid. I had no intention if it would have gone to Shusar Yachid. Shchichi b'ram. But now I went into Shusar Yachid. I had no intentions either or. I don't know about anything.
What do you have to think about? You're not thinking.
Again, but I'm saying, but my intent, I look at it that where I am and where, and it left me. Okay? So it left me. So now I should look at the whole Shusar Yachid and Shusar Yachid as one. And is it Shchichi b'ram to go, I mean, as one or not? I mean,
it's
not different dina. It's where you're standing is a different din, but not where it went.
Well, that's the maskana. The maskana, that's what we say. But before that, you don't. That's,
I'm trying to explain. I'm saying.
What do you mean, like Hilchos Shabbos? I take a step into Rosh Hashanah, around Rosh Hashanah. There's a problem. Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah.
No, because over there I did that. Over here,
did
no, no, over here I had no intentions. I had no intentions what I was doing. Right. It was going wherever it went.
But I have to know to prevent. Meaning, a lot of people might be. They have to think about preventing that. For that, I'm chayev. Because I should have thought of that.
That's what Rashi says.
I should have made
sure. Right, I understand. I'm just saying, but over here, we're not talking. You're right. I mean, if the
pshat
is
knas.
It's not really a knas. It's not a knas.
But you should have actually.
If you go into Galus, you kill it, whatever. We'll see what it means. But okay, I'm just saying. It's very funny that when we're not dealing. But when you're not dealing with intentions, the guy doesn't know what he's doing, b'chlal. But still, we're done. We're with the ma'aseh flow. Yeah. Zadim avayit. Tanu abana. Hanichnas lechanusa shel naga. If someone goes into the store of a naga,
a carpentry shop.
Right. And over there, he's banging wood. Shalai b'shus. V'nitza b'kas. So Reuven walks into Shimon's car, into the shop, and he's chopping wood. And now he went ahead and Shimon killed Reuven through a splinter. Yeah, like the Mishnah's case. Potter. He's Potter. Why? Because he went to Shalai B'Shus. Now, Potter, the violent passions means he's Potter from Galus. It's not even a Shagir. V'mnichnas B'Shus, Chayiv. If he went into the Shus, he's Chayiv. So now, since he had us just to walk in there, you should have watched and see what's going on. So my chai, what are we discussing? What? Right. But still, but he let me walk in.
Maybe he
I
was.
I was careful.
Maybe he
but
was.
The guy killed me. What was he doing? I
mean, yeah, but he should know. Maybe he should have walked in if he knows that it's a carpenter.
Well, he gave him a shush. They knew beforehand. The Nichols Shanaga, he knows that it's a carpenter, so he's trying to buy some wood from him. And he walked in there.
It happens every day. We go into a mechanic shop.
Yeah, but normally.
No, but I'm saying
you have a sign. You shouldn't go in by the lift.
Right. But you're
really
going.
The mechanic is chayev. Said the man, my chayev. What are you chayev? I'm a basic mechanic. Chayev without dvar, I'm a part of megalos. Chayev in four things. What for? Nezek, tzar, reaper, sheves. But not boishes because the guy wasn't mechav, and we learned earlier that boishes tell you mechav. So therefore, she's chayev without dvar. Even the case that he went in b'shus. He's chayiv in the advan, but he's potter from galus. Why? Why should he be potter from galus? Chayiv is a shagi. So the malafish ain't a daim al ya. It's not similar to ya. Ya has zel rishus and nichnas and zel rishus and nichnas. By ya, you're going to your rishus and he's going to his rishus.
It's equivalent of his
rishus. Yeah. Masha'en kain. Zel rishus chaveh and nichnas dis lamaisi, even though you had rishus to walk in there, but you're going into your friend's rishus. So therefore, shagi that goes to galus is only where it's similar to ya. Yeah, each one has a shus. It's their shus. Each one is their shus.
Why are you chayvin down with her?
But they're saying it's still not similar because it's not your shus. It's the shus chaveh.
We're not learning out the halugah and the
galus. Everyone's
shus,
right?
Yeah.
Everyone's walking into their shus. So therefore, everyone has a right. Everyone has a right to be in their shus. Mashenkin over here, it's yener shus that you have a right to, but it's not your shus. Amar Rabba, Farket Kavachayma. Umaya Zela Daita Nichnas, Zela Daita Nichnas. Each one's walking in. He didn't ask for shush from his friend. He's walking in his own das. He's walking in his own das. Nasi Kimish Nichnas, Ladas Chaveiroi. The Gaila, it's like you went in Ladas Chaveiroi and you go to Gala Zesh, Ladas Chaveiroi Nichnas. This guy who had a shush to walk in this, he taka asked for shush, like Kolshkin, that he shouldn't go to Gala.
We don't hang on to Minadin.
Yeah, this is not ancient, really.
A galus is not it's
no.
Definitely an
no.
Why did the Gemara have to make a deed that you're not chayv? Maybe you are chayv in galus.
No, what do you mean?
Why are you putter in galus?
Your Bismach means said halacha.
Right.
When
why?
The Gemara said you chayv in advam and putter in galus. So the Gemara thought that it's because it has to be similar to ya, it's not like ya. So Dr. Alva, no, it is. Shanemo is similar to ya. Yeah. The Kol Shkut should be chayiv in galus. Why did the Bezach Nina say you're part from galus? What?
He said the same
Kol Shkut. So now it comes up very interesting. That means you see that you need rishus. I don't love that. But, I mean, Pastor, you need rishus to walk into rishus yam. That means everyone has rishus, but we could confiscate your rishus. That means the Klal Shaila, which happened recently to someone I know, that if let's say his son. This was the story, Taka. His son was in an accident. and his son was driving, let's say, without a license or something. So now they would confiscate the son for 2 years now for the fact he was driving without a license. That means he can't drive on the road for 2 years now. So what do? You say you were the driver. So, and like this, okay, so you, whatever, let's say you get a ticket. But he, his son would be confiscated because he still doesn't have a license. So now what happens is, his son really has no rishus to be walking in, to be driving rishus around. And 3 months from now when he gets his license. So could we confiscate him? So they asked the big pesach, so does he have a recht to get a license? Because really, even though the father did a kanunya and that was a nice kanunya and all, but lamaisa, right now you need rishus to be able to walk into... You need a shus to be able to have. We have bailim who should have a shus to be walking in a shus ram. Not walking, I mean driving. It's not stump. No, halavai would have. The guy did it already. Yeah.
No,
the father took the fault. So now the son is able to go into a shus ram.
Preventing him from getting license.
No one's preventing him now. Now no one knows about it. But really, you should have not. It's not a theory, it's a shayla again. Because the government would prevent him.
You're not allowed to get a license. Then maybe he's a danger on the road?
He's a danger on the road. No, I understand. You mean the father is not the shayla there. Yeah, I understand.
But what about what the father did look at Chil?
Actually, this story happened with his brother. One brother did it to another brother.
That in itself is wrong, no?
It's 100% shaka.
Right.
The father was upset, actually, because the father wanted the son to get a real knas. Interesting, but yeah.
This is a knas on the father.
Exactly, right. The father didn't want it. The father wanted to get punished. Show him, teach him a lesson. Okay, anyways.
It'll save money on insurance.
Okay, yeah. That's Bistama, yeah. That's part of the Cheshman also. Okay. Zok, the Gemara. So the Gemara is asking, so why did Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, Pashas, you learned this Gemara, you learned to see this Braisa, Im Nichlus B'shus Chayiv, you be Chayiv and Golis. Rabbi Yisrael Chanina said a Chiddush. No, you're not Chayiv and Golis. Chayiv means Dalet Var. So, in fact, the Gemara, why? Why are you putting galus? Why would Rabbi Yisrael say that? Elam Rav, am I putting galus? Le'sagi b'galus. When Rabbi Yisrael Chanina said that you put that he learned up the Yichayiv, Chayiv means Dalet Varim and not galus, because galus is not enough for you. I didn't tell me Rabbi Yisrael Chanina should not have a Shaggy Kav the Mezid, because the Shaggy Kav the Mezid, you're not a regular Shaggy.
You can't get a Kapara.
Right. We don't want you to go to galus. It's not enough for Kapara for you. Zakti Ma'am Masav Rava. If the Shliach Bezdin went ahead and someone who's Chayiv Malkus, they give him klep, and what happens? They'll Meisav Yetzua. More than...
Bezdin said he could only endure a half, and they gave him more.
Yeah. Zakti Ma'am Reza Gaila, this is the Mishnah in Malkus. Reza Gaila, you go to Gaila Tzayada. Fakti Ma'am Vahachad Hashayi Kav Lam Ezidu, Dibay Asuke Daite. He should have known... You should have known the Ma'isi Inish Bechadur Yitzua. Someone could die with one more Yitzua. Viktani Arezek Gaila. So this is the guess, the case of Shaggy Kav Lamezid. And still you see that Arezek Gaila, Sakhar Beis Mechanina, go Keneged this mission. Zag Dimam, I'm Simi Menadai, the Taib Minyana. He made a mistake in the counting. So that's why he's a Shaggy.
The words have made a maskan, so Pashut, no? What else would I think the reason was? He did it intentionally?
No.
What did he think? What did he think when he gave him the extra lash?
No, he just counted wrong.
Okay,
he didn't know the counting.
No, so right. So then what was?
Gemara's gonna ask. Tavachle, we'll see. Rav was very sharp. Tavachle, Rav was sandeda. Rav banged Rav Simi on his shoe. Amale atu humani. Oh, is he the one that's counting? Oh no, what was that? You asking? What you asking?
No. Okay.
Well, what were you asking?
No, originally before we said, what was the reason and why?
No, he was Meisav Yetzua.
Harry's a guy of the why.
Because he was Meisav. He knew he really did 20 and Bezin said 20.
That no, what does it mean Meisav Yetzua? What does it mean Meisav Yetzua?
Because of another.
He added clap, or he was Meisav Yetzua? Under its on
how wide it was.
Obviously, it means another one because we're talking about counting here.
Right. No, okay, that's a Meisav. Fine. So over here we're discussing counting. So what happened? It was Meisav Yetzua. So we said. Over there, it goes to Gullis with cash and Shaggy Kav Lamezid. Like, no, the reason why it goes to Gullis over there was because he messed up on the counting, not on. It wasn't like he counted by mistake 23 and he went to 25.
So it wasn't Kav Lamezid.
So it wasn't Kav Lamezid, that's what goes.
A two would. It'd be lucky he doesn't get
the Hazamina was that he went ahead And by mistake, he, whatever. Not Mitzad, he messed up on the counting.
So what?
Oh, what was it? He was Maisif. He figured this guy could take another one.
That's amazing.
No, he didn't know.
He didn't want to kill him.
Right, he wasn't looking to kill him.
He figured he could take
him. He figured he looked like he was doing well.
Even though Bezin said he can't.
Right, but he looked like afterwards he was doing well. This guy's strong enough. Okay, let me give him another club. Zakhli Mara, Amalei, Atu, who money? Is he the one counting? About time that we learned in the Bais, the Gadash of the Yanim Kare, the Gadash of the Yanim says the Psukim, like we saw the Mishnah over there, Vashayni Maina, the second one counts, Vashtichi, I may go, and the third one says, okay, give him another club. If so, he's not the one counting. Why is he chayiv? He's just doing what they told him to do. Alam Simin Adah, the Torah, Dain Gufe. The Dain itself made a mistake. So what?
So he's the one that's the extra one.
So we're talking about who's Goyler? The one who actually...
The Dain is a Goyler, and the Shliach Bezdin is the one. He doesn't count.
It's the one that's it's the Dayan that's gonna go ahead. The Dayan's really the driver of the killing.
He didn't do it.
Yeah,
it should be less than a
shay. Okay, it could be it's less than a shay, but like upon him it's not a shay kav amazin. Yeah, it's a shay enough that he's not an oinus. But yeah, I mean
maybe he's an oinus something
that's
saying he's
not even. And still the Mishnah says you go to Galus, back upon him, it's not shay, but it's mechanina that we had Kasha. And it says over here, Shaykh Kavim Ezef. Okay, it's much less than a Shaykh.
So who? It's the Shliach Bezdin that goes to Golis here.
Yeah.
Because he should have kept count himself.
Yeah.
He's relying on dying.
Someone who throws a stone into Shusriyam Vaharak. I raise that girl, he goes to Golis. This guy's throwing stones into Shusriyam, he's not a regular Shaykh. He's not amazing because he wasn't mischaven to kill someone, but he's a shaykh kav l'mezid, and still you see he goes to galus. So that's shvah and basically mechanino. Everything more. Kav l'mezid the brother that suka daite the b'shus shasham shchichi inchi v'ktani areze gaylem. He should have looked out for it. And why? Because the shasham there are many people, and it says he goes to galus. I'm not sure by Yitzchak. B'seisas kaislay. He wasn't stamp throwing racks in shasham. He was not breaking down his wall. Still, he should have looked. Still, he's more than a regular shaykh. He's a shaykh kavla mezid. He's not gedan at night. What's night help? He also should have been looking. He's throwing it to a place to ashpa. What's an ashpa? Ashpa is not. It doesn't mean a garbage place. Dafka means where they went to the bathroom.
A privy.
I don't know what that is, but we went to the bathroom. Yeah. What's it referring to? If there are many people there, amazing. It's a regular amazing. If it's not Shikhi Ram, he's honest. Now, why is he honest? Instead of not Shikhi Ram, he's honest.
It's not like it's thrown to Shusha Rabban. If it's a place where people don't go there, and people don't go there, so then he was safe.
You had a fancy word for it. It seems like it's a
best. Yeah. What is that? Yeah. Okay, what?
An honest doesn't go to Golis?
No.
But it's a shame. I'm saying an honest is like a shame.
Last thing is
We met Mochab between Dechavid and Dechalia. So you see that, and the opposite way is not even close to an honest. I'm still part of
it. Right.
Why does it have to be Biyon? It could be Biyon Mubalayla, no?
What?
Why is it have to be Biyon?
Because he's looking out to make sure that no one's coming.
No, which the Besosius.
What's
an afkamina? Why can't Besosius coast the intel or the Ashba? What's an afkamina day or night? Only because we just said a minute ago night, so we're saying Lafuki night, Dafka night?
So let's see, the Gemara is going to explain. It's an Ashba that people go there at night. People do not go there in the day. Why? It could be. It's too dark. It's closer to the house, so maybe the people go there at night. But it smells like a mess, whatever it is.
It's too public. They don't have walls.
Okay, it's your reason. Whatever it is. So therefore, the ikar the miki the yasid, there are some people that go. It's amazing. Lo yave dena suy the finest b'yayim. It's not amazing because it's not normal for you to go to the b'yayim. On this namely have the ikar the miki the yasid. There are some people that do go. So matters nishtehin nishteh, but kitzah. Anyways, getting back to what we wanted to know, it's not a shagin kavla mezid, therefore it's not shvayin on a b'chanin.
Okay, somebody's supposed to, somebody could be, they should check it out.
Right, I thought that was, why is that not enough? If there's a chance that somebody's there, why are you not chayav?
That's what he asked right away. Lashkicha, I'm honest. Why is he honest? That's what he asked. Should you listen to Rabbi Maz or something? What was he saying? No, this is who asked him. What makes him honest? Someone could be there. But if it's your shus, I understand. You're going there, you're throwing down your wool and shus, Rabbi. Oh, there are only a few people there. Okay, so I have a...
No. Anyway, the Gemara says beyond, that means he's looking. And he didn't see him because he snuck in. Why does the Gemara say beyond?
Right. No, that's the answer, not what you said before. That means like this, if one guy comes in every hour of Adi Yichayev, there's nothing to talk about. Regular. Here the pshat is that I'm looking. I'm looking out for it's the daylight. I'm looking out for it. This guy snuck in there. He said, when there's Rabbim, you don't say you looked and you didn't find. Get out of here. There's Rabbim there. Over here, the Pshaz, you looked and you didn't see anyone. So it makes sense no one's there. There are sometimes some people there. Maybe you didn't look under the doors, but you check. So therefore, you consider it as an einus. By night, we tell you that it doesn't just answer your question. By night, we tell you, what do you mean you checked? Go look better because that's not good enough. By day, if there are only a few people... Yeah, we assume you see.
The Gemara says by night it's shchicha.
No, I'm just saying why it couldn't be the other way. That's what he was saying. Because by night, shchicha by Amavad Yichayev. I'm saying you wouldn't say ikka mikka v'yasev, because over there we would tell you that you should look also. So therefore, by day, the pshat, you look and you didn't see anyone, but grada ikka mikka v'yasev, so you'll be chayev. So the Gemara v'ayte. Epop mishmei d'rov v'masin l'ay reisho. So we have now, Beis Bechanina said is din on the safe. What was the safest case? The Gemara said, the Baraita said, "Nichnas b'shus yichayev," and Pashas, you would learn yichayev galus. And basically, he came to tell us, "No, you're only chayev in the advan, but you're part in galus. Why? Because it's showing kavod amazing." Now we're saying, basically, we're saying on the reisha. The reisha was that he went to shalay b'shus. And nichnas chanusha shanaga shalay b'shus. V'nitzalay b'kas v'tavchalei apana. And then you went into the shop shalay b'shus. And then you got a piece of wood flew on it. And Umeis is Pata. Omer Beis Echni said, Chayv Abad Vayim, Chayv Abad Vayim. Upata Megalos. On that, Beis Echni was Mechadish, that even though it says Pata, Pata doesn't mean from everything. Pata is only from Galos, but Chayv Abad Vayim, Chayv. So, the Ma'amad, the Master, La Seifa, if you learn Beis Echni, La Seifa, that you're Pata from Galos, because it's not similar to Yam. So, Koshkin Aresha, that you're Pata from Galos. Yeah, he went to Shalai B'Shus. Umand the Master Law Ratio that you chayev and that you're part of from Galus. Avala Seifa, keeping the Bishus, chayev and Galus. Since you went to Bishus, you are chayev and Galus. Zakti Gemara. And that's how we learned originally before we saw Beis Echanina. You chayev. Zakti Gemara, me chayev Galus? Are you chayev and Galus? Well, Tanya, we learned in the Bais HaNichnas HaNusay Shal Napach.
Mr. Smithy.
Yeah, it's not Smithy.
Yeah.
Smith.
Yeah,
Smithy.
But the place that he does
it, oh,
is called Smithy.
Smithy
was
his nickname.
Okay, Smith. Okay. Vinitza Nitzaitis. And Nitzaitis flew out. Vitovcha upon him, went in his face, umeis, and killed him.
That was a big spark.
Right, it wasn't just a little spark, it was a big spark.
He speaks Russian,
eh? Yeah, very good. Stalish Tamikri. Okay, fine. Pata. Even if he went in Bereshus. So you see, that you're part of him, Galus. So why are you telling me that Chayev and Galus, if that the Sefer, you're Chayev and Galus? Here you see, that if you came in even Bereshus, you walked into the guy's smithy, and you came in the Bereshus, you're still part of him. Zot Yimach, Ma'eskinam, B'shul Yudanafchi. Shul Yudanafchi is the Talmud of this Napach. Right, he's practicing. Yeah, and therefore you're part of him. But Shul Afchi the Miklakai, he's here to get killed. You're allowed to kill the Shul. Your Talmud, the Rabbi is allowed to kill the Talmud. So the Mark Shabbat Masarav by Lot says the Master tells him, this Napach tells him, leave. Then he yaitz him. So the Mark Shabbat Masarav by Lot says the Miklakai. Since you want to, you're telling him to leave. Go kill him. So the Mark Kesava yaitz him. He thought he left. So therefore, since he left his part, he's like, "My Yachi, Achanami, why do we need it to be the Talmud? Someone else also, anyone? You thought he left your part?" He's like, "Gemara, achales la aim sidir rabbe. Another person doesn't have the aim, the fright of his master. So even though you tell him to leave, you know, you tell a guy to leave, you're not allowed to leave.
Take an hour
to leave. Masha'en kein hai, islay aim sidir rabbe. So since he has aim sidir rabbe, so what happens? Yisumi left, and once Yisumi left, now you went ahead. That means that's the mila of a Talmud over a regular person. Since Yisumi left now, he didn't leave God. But since Yisumi left, you would think. So such a case, you would think that you're part of, such a case, the ma'aseh you're part of. Why? Because I wasn't doing it, Mischaven, I told him to leave, and he didn't leave. So therefore, I'm part of him, Galus. Let me write it. What's that? Umatza prat lamamti atzmai. This is a case you parted from galus. What happens? You were throwing a rack. No one was there, and all of a sudden this guy walked in. Right, okay, it's obvious. So b'kitza, so you weren't expecting him. B'chlal, so you parted. Mikana v'lez miyakim misha yotza ever mitachas yada. You were throwing racks out of your hand. V'hoitzi Allah esreishay v'kibla. Yana was mekabelit. Yana stuck his hand in there. Parted. On that, I'm Rabbi Chisin Unina parted migalus. But the chayiv about var, you chayiv in four things. Zok the Gemara, mam the master lahom. If you can learn a basic bechanin over here, the chayiv in about varim. Kolshken akamaisa. Kolshken when you walk into the naga, to the chanus of the naga. Since you saw him there, ibayla the union should have looked out for it. And even though you pata, but you chayiv in the about var. Mam the master lahakamaisa. But if you learn a basic bechanin on the first case, which is this naga case. Avalah pata l'gami, because over here you didn't see him at all. So therefore, when it says pata, we pata on galus and abad varm. Shaking over there, basically says Allah chayev.